What are our favorites of this month? Welcome back to After Hour Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Jamila.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Sharon.
So we're back with our favorites episode. We haven't done this in a while because we just didn't. I forgot why.
We wanted to wait until after Head in the Clouds.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, we wanted to wait until after we went to Head in the Clouds, 17 concert, and there was just a lot of other things that we wanted to film rather than favorites. So this episode is going to be packed with not only music favorites, but a recap of our August because it was very, very music filled, actually. I feel like we haven't filmed in a while for some reason.
Yeah, it's been a month since we filmed.
Well, now we're back in our separate homes, so we're no longer together. We don't have as much of that chaotic energy. Sad, but it's okay. Let's start. Music.
I could start. Okay, technically, dude, I've been wanting to send this song for so long, and I was so impatient that one time while Jam was in Seattle, we were at our friend's, and I cute the song and I was just like, this is a song that I'm gonna play for next music sesh, but just like don't say your thoughts on it. But I low-key don't even know if Jem remembers, so nice. Okay. Well, the song that I chose is called Oh Mommy.
It wasn't Oh Homie.
No, it's technically Oh Mommy, but in the song He says like Ooh Mommy by Chase Atlantic. And my guess is that Jam likes it or gets the vibe because Chase Atlantic is like my version of The Weeknd for Jam. And then for Vicky, I think she wouldn't like it because she's going to say some bullshit about how chaotic it was.
Yeah. Oh my God, when I was listening to it, I already imagined Vicky's comment was, this is a little too much chaos. It was just like too chaotic
for me. Much noise, yeah.
Well, I liked it. So it's not too chaotic. I really liked the pure rapping part because I was listening in the car and there's one part where it went like no backtrack almost and it was just him rapping and I was like, I really like this.
Yeah, I liked it. It was very Chase Atlantic. I was like, oh, I could see why Sharon likes this.
I saw the cover of the song, like, you know how on Spotify you get like an album cover, but the song cover, and I was like, I can see why Sharon liked this already.
Oh, I didn't even see the...
Yeah, I like judge a song by that cover sometimes, and I can see why Sharon would like this based off that cover. I was like, ah, this kind of fits Sharon's, like, she would like the song vibe. It reminds me of like Fast by Suko.
It's a very sexy song.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be honest, it's because I haven't listened to it until like an hour before we filmed. So then I was getting ready and listening to the songs. And now that you say that you have played it before, I think my first impression when I also listened to it, I think it was in the car.
It was a house.
Okay. It was also like, oh, I think I liked it, but I didn't love it. I think Into You was like just really good. So
I love Chase Atlantic. Their music is so sexy. Ugh.
I've been meaning to listen to more of their music, but I just haven't got a chance to go to my saved albums from them. Oh, wait, sorry. One more comment about your song. Actually, when it first started, I knew it was Chase Atlantic because I saw the artist, but I was like, wait, are they singing in Korean? And I got really confused for a second. Like, just in the beginning.
Okay, the song that I chose is Bonnie and Clyde by Davida. I'm a criminal, stole some precious inside me, chasing after you. I'm gonna guess that both of you guys liked it. High hopes here.
Okay, bro, first of all, I saw I saw Bonnie and Clyde, and Bonnie X Clyde is an EDM artist, and I deadass thought you sent an EDM song by them, and I was like, no way. And I was like, oh man, it's just the title of the song. But okay, it started, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, why are we going so fast here? There was no build-up. Like, immediately when the song started, it was like chorus. Or just sounded like, I don't know, no build-up. And I was like, whoa. And then I liked it, but then as the song continued, I liked it less and less.
Because,
like, I don't know, I just felt like there was no dynamic.
I wanted to say you wouldn't like it because this reminds me of, like, Western R&B almost. But it's K-pop. So then I was like, maybe Sharon will like it, but I guess not.
Well, the thing is, I've listened to this EP when it first came out, but I didn't notice that was a song you sent until I started listening to it an hour ago. And I'm pretty sure I didn't save the song.
Really? Yeah, I thought you of all people would like it.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay, so originally while Jam looks, I was going to send Cheese in the Trap, which is another song which features Jay Park, which is also how I know of this album. And I was like, you know, Sharon doesn't really like Jay Park, so it's fine. And I like listened to Bonnie and Clyde more than I did Cheese in the Trap. So I sent that song, but maybe I should have sent Cheese in the Trap.
Yeah, I listened to the entire EP. I think when it first came out, I didn't like any of the songs, so I didn't save it.
Really? Yeah. Not even this one? This one's pretty like R&B-y.
No, I think it is R&B. Like, it's just not the type of R&B that like I really, really like, I guess. She's featured on songs that I like. Yeah. But when I came to her own music, I don't love it that much.
She sounds so familiar. Did someone send a music sesh of her before?
She's featured on BTBT.
That's how I know who she is.
She also is on I Want You Around with YG.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know her features then. Sorry, Vicky.
Yeah, sorry.
Another L for you.
What's new?
So then the song that I sent, I only listened to it 2 times because that was like the only new song I listened to recently that I think I like. But at the same time, I can't completely tell because I could only listen to it on speakers. So my song is called Flower Rain by Yuha. So my guess is that Sharon might like it. Vicky might be neutral about it. But like I said, I only listened to it maybe 3 times. So I don't even quite remember how exactly it goes. But the reason why I chose this song was because on Discord, someone sent the entire EP. So that's why I listened to it. And actually was like, oh, but yeah, that's my guess.
I liked it.
I saved it. It's too twinkly. I couldn't think of a better word. There's too much sparkle and pop in it.
It's too mainstream K-pop for
Vicky. Yeah, I realize that I really don't like that. It's like too poppy, so I can't like, it does nothing for me.
Yeah. Mm. I think ever since I got into K-pop, or in the beginning, I hated everything girl group because it was too poppy for me. That's why I liked groups like ITZY because it was more powerful. But the more I am in the K-pop world, the more I appreciate like TWICE and like Changha. And like that's why I think I didn't hate it as much as I would have if you first sent it. But I did really like it.
But this one is really like poppy because even if you think like girl group, I don't know about TWICE because I don't listen to them. But
compared to TWICE, it's not as poppy.
Yeah, like solo artists like Chungha or like IU, any of them, their music doesn't sound like this that much. Like it's not poppy.
The thing is, IU, she's a soloist. Like she's not an idol soloist.
Yeah.
I guess even if you think about like Mamamoo, like Hwasa, when she does her solo stuff or Wein or whatever.
Okay, the thing is, Mamamoo is different. Mamamoo isn't the very typical K-pop girl group. Like they have their own distinct sound.
Yeah. And I like that. So I don't like the poppy stuff that other groups have.
Yeah, I think we've established that.
Mm-hmm. Like Nayeon's pop. He probably hates that shit.
Yeah, I only like it because of the trend.
Talking about TWICE, I just listened to their entire like new EP. And I've never had a no-skip TWICE EP, but this EP was so good. I like every single song.
Does it sound like this song that you sent?
You're not going to like it. Just don't listen to it TWICE, Vicky. I'm not even going to try. And then the previous album that came out, the Japanese one, I really like their songs too. So the last 2 releases they had has been like really good.
I listened to Talk That Talk. I liked it. So I'll listen to the rest of their album.
One more thing. Mark's new album. I haven't listened to it because I haven't had my AirPods. But then I listened to the first 3 new songs and I liked it. So I'm excited for the rest of the album.
Mark is not, like, I love GOT7, I love every single member, but, like, Mark is, like, not my bias record or anything, but I'm so shook that this is his album. I had a taste of it from his single releases, but I never would have thought that Mark would be going towards this type of music, and the only way I can describe it, which I told Jam, is like auto-tune-y simp, and it's like very like Juice WRLD-y, that vibe. And I don't know why, I just never got that from Mark, just because his K-pop idol image is very kawaii and cute. I guess his American side is popping off right now, but I really like his album. Like, I love it. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he's like one of my top artists for this year. I know his I Miss You So Bad song is definitely my top 100 played.
I miss you so much.
I miss you so much, yeah. Yeah, I don't know which song it is because I wasn't paying attention, but he raps in one of them.
Just prepare for yourself. I will try to listen to it before a music sesh, but then I just want it in my ears. It's like nightmare rap.
Yeah, but like that was the vibe I got. And I was like, oh my God, Mark, okay.
Dude, he got his hair cut. Bro, both my biases just cutting their hair short, and I'm just like, I cut my hair short too. What can I listen to this, huh?
Well, we just wrapped up our songs for the month.
What's next? Festivals? Yeah, Jam, you want to talk about a 17 concert?
Okay, yeah, I was like, should we start off with beginning of the month and make it to the end of the month? But yeah, Sharon and I went to 17 concert. We went to the one in Seattle. We got floor tickets. We were 9 rows behind my favorite men. And
that's
my life
is crazy. Did you guys get those tickets on purpose or what?
Yeah.
My life is forever changed is what I was trying to say before I got really interrupted.
My bad.
Yeah, we got really lucky because we're our seats the second time around. And I got really lucky that Vicky's friend, who's not my friend, was able to buy the other two tickets that I got initially. So I don't know what to say, but yeah, we posted videos on our Instagram stories and we were really close and they were really good. And I think me and S-Coops had a contact moment for a second. So yeah.
Damn, that's all you have to say?
Dude, I don't know what to say.
What was your favorite performance?
Do you want to go first, Sharon?
Bro, that shit was crazy.
Okay. Like, what do you mean?
Okay, the thing is, like, the concert didn't make me want to, I'm not a stan or I'm not a carrot still, but, like, one, I think just being that close, like, when I saw them walk down the catwalk and then they're just there, like, they're humans, they're just literally right there, and the girl next to us did this to Hoshi and Hoshi did it back to her, like, he definitely saw me then. This shit was crazy. I think it's because I only know, like, BTS concerts, and it's K-pop, but it's still such a different vibe. The concert was lit. It was very, very performancey and very lasery and lights and strobey. And it was just like really, really hype in the beginning. And I was just like, it was really fun.
Dude, see, I like swear by concerts like this for K-pop at least, because I think anyone who like, even if you aren't a stan, when you go see them live, it changes the game, because K-pop is so good at putting on a performance that once you get there, like, I've seen this happen for people with Twice. Like, they go and listen to them and they're like, yeah, I didn't really know their music, I just knew they were like a popular K-pop group. And then afterwards they're like, yeah, I'm a K-pop fan now. Like, I'm a stan of them because they're so good at performing, which is why I'm like, I don't care if I don't follow you or like I'm not a stan, I still want to see you live just so you can convert me.
I think for me is because, like, obviously it was very good to see in person, but it's because I watched the other live stream. So I already knew their performance, their concerts were going to be really good. So I think that's why I wasn't as shook as you are. Like, what I saw is, like, what I expected. Where I think for you, because you never seen their other stuff, so it was like, holy crap, you only seen their dance practices.
Favorite set? Favorite song?
Oh. I really liked the beginning feel. I think it was, like, Rock With You and then Hot. Yeah, I think it was like Hot going to Rock With You. It was very close to each other. And I really liked it because they did the concert edition. So it was a lot more powerful than just the studio. And then my other favorite song is probably Wave by the Performance Unit. Favorite kind of performance, because I didn't like that song before. So after that performance, I was like, holy crap, I love this song. And obviously, hip hop teams back it up. S-Coops.
Bro, no, I knew that Jam loved S-Coops. But, like, this girl fucking loves S-Coops because, obviously, I went to the concert with her and she was next to me. Every time she pulled out her phone, just S-Coops.
Dude, that goes to 17 concert. Bro, that goes to S-Coops concert.
I can't even say, like, Jam, did you have a bias record? Nah, bro. S-Coops in, S-Coops out. Yeah. I don't think I had, like, a bias going into it, but I'll tell you I was biased. If I had to be bias-wrecked, I was bias-wrecked by Mingyu, specifically his arms, and BA. Like, you know how he was, like, my first interest when I first, like, found out about the group? But I don't know. I expected him to be really calm and quiet in the concert, but he was not. His vocals were really good. His dancing was really good. And I was just like, damn, this man is fine.
What's our next festival? Is it 88?
I went to the Camel and Jaemin one.
You want to talk about that? That's actually really cool.
This was soon after. But then I went to Camel and Jaemin's concerts. And you guys saw our Instagram. Camel was an artist that Sharon recommended with her and someone else, like, way back. And then recently I had the opportunity to go to her show in SF and help out with, like, kind of like the tour management part, which is basically her meet and greet. So I got a chance to meet her as well as Jaemin. It was a really cool experience because I got to go in the back to the green room, just see how everything is. And then me and her ended up, like, chatting for a little bit. And then Jaemin was, like, really chill. And then it was just really cool. Oh, I'll show you guys the poster that I got.
Oh, didn't they sign it?
Yeah, yeah. So if you're on the video version, this is a poster. This big one right here, that's Camel. And then Jaemin didn't give out signatures to anyone else, I think, because I don't think anyone asked him. But I asked him when they were leaving, and he was just like, I actually don't have a signature, so this might be really ugly. I was like, don't worry. When you get more famous, I'll just pull this out. Like, you know, y'all start somewhere. So
yeah. Dude, if you don't know Jaemin, he, like, is signed with Jay Park, and he's so good. I don't think I recommended his song in any of the music sesh, but, like, he dropped an EP. And man is 19. I think he's from Florida, but he got talent. I like his music. Like, if you like Mark Twain's album, it's giving kind of the similar vibe, but a little more poppy.
No, a little more hip-hoppy for sure.
Yeah, he, like, raps more, but there's, like, grooviness to it too.
Our next event, Head in the Cloud. Where do we even start?
Vicky, did you have fun?
I did, but I just realized that, like, as much as I believe that being at Barricade is fun, but unless I'm literally at Barricade, it's not fun for me. Because, like, I can't see shit. I saw, agree. Like, everybody. We talked about, me and Sharon talked about it briefly when we were walking or something. But it's just, like, it's not fun because my neck hurts from having to, like, go like this, or, like, I'm on my tippy toes the whole time. Especially for Jackson's set, I was, like, a little sad because they didn't really put him on, like, the big screen. They put, like, a filtered effect of him, so I couldn't even like see him really live perform unless it was, like, through the cracks of people or, like, through people's phone. So I didn't really, like, see him the whole time. Like, I saw bits and pieces of him, but there were moments that I saw on TikTok and I was like, oh my god, he did that. I didn't even see it. Yeah, and that was, like, a lot. I think Jay Park was my favorite. Yeah, I wanted to say Jackson, but it's Jay Park.
We also had our first fight, so, like, that's fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's funny.
We'll get to that, you know? But no, I did have fun.
While we're on the topic of Saturday, before we move into Sunday, when we're on Saturday, I ran into my Stay Abroad friend, right? Mm-hmm. And then at one point, I, like, scratched her chin with my teeth.
Oh, I remember that. Tooth, right? She was bleeding.
Yeah, and I thought it was just really minor. And then when I met with her for dinner a few days after, she was like, yeah, dude, it kept bleeding. So I went to a medical tent, and then she just got a band-aid, or, like, she just got it covered for the both days. And I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. But I didn't know it was that bad. I was just, like, some small scratch.
Holy shit, Jamila, you be leaving marks on people. Y'all see my knees? look at it.
Oh wait, and then we ran to a listener.
Oh, shout out to Jackie.
Yeah.
We took a picture. But shout out to you for coming up to us. That was really sweet.
No, it's crazy because, like, imagine how many people are ahead in the clouds. And he walked up to us and he was like, excuse me, but are you guys after our happy hour by chance? And we were just like,
oh my god, can we take a picture of you? Are we?
I know. We're like, oh my, we're, like, freaking out. We probably overwhelmed him, not gonna lie.
I know.
But it was so sweet.
I know. I never thought that would ever happen. But that's kind of crazy.
And the thing is, like, we were sitting on the ground too. We weren't really visible. We were just covering ourselves, chilling.
So sweet. Thanks, Jackie.
I know.
That was a highlight of Saturday.
Yeah. I think Sunday drunkenness was the best.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Jam was fucking wild. Oh my god, can we put you on blast?
I was just drunk both days, okay? And dude, Sunday was just...
Saturday, she fucking chipped someone's jaw. What did you do Sunday, Jamila?
Hold on, before we talk about that story, on both Saturday and Sunday, I ran to my ex-Hinge person 3 times in total. First time, I just randomly looked, we're out of food. I was like, holy shit. And then, you know, I was sober enough, logical enough not to do anything. Sunday, I was just waiting in line to get a drink. And he happens to be there with his 2 group of friends. And I was like, holy shit, hell no. And then the third time, I went back to our crowd and freaking looked to my right. And there he is again with his group of friends. I was like, dude, what a freaking chances. And then this time I already consumed my alcohol that I got from the stand. So, you know, it hit me a lot. And then I may have drunk next to him. And then at the end of the night, I was like, I'm so sorry.
No, I think the funniest, okay, looking back, it's funny. At the moment, it was not funny. But the funniest part was Jem trying to square up with people when she was the problem.
Dude, yeah, she was ready to fight someone.
She's like, who's assaulting you? I'll fight them. I'm like, no one's assaulting me, bro. You're the problem.
Because there's people behind us who are like, oh, you should take her out because Jam was like, kind of drunk.
Is she okay? Yeah. Like, she's too drunk, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I'm gonna fight. Who is it?
That was a great time, you guys.
Yeah, we're not letting Jam drink hard alcohol ever again.
Yeah, so she should stick with soju.
No, can we get to the part where you guys fought now?
We didn't fight.
Yeah. I don't think it's really considered fighting.
No, TLDR, it's because throughout the whole night, Jam was really, really drunk. And we were like really, really up close to the stage. So like there's not room to take care of a drunk person. And I feel like the whole night, like because Vicky, you and I were just also kind of being drunk. Like we're kind of like ticked off and like
irritable.
Yeah, irritable and trying to just make sure everyone around us was like good and stuff. And then it's just that by the end of the night, we were getting closer and closer. And I was surprised that Vicky wanted to stay up there because Vicky's not good with crowds. But like I was getting a little like anxious being that clustered with people. And then I just so happened to ask the question of like, if I leave, would you guys stay? And Vicky was like, no. And TLDR, like Vicky fucking booked it.
Okay, the reason why I booked it was like in front of us, there was a whole different group and one of the guy or girl like fainted or needed like medic. So people at 88 or ahead in the crowds are super nice. And that's why I really like this crowd is like immediately people are like, oh my God, he's fainted. Let's make room. And they like opened a whole path, but then no medic was really coming in. It was just security guards that were closer to the stage, making sure that he was okay on the ground. And then I was like, well, this is the perfect opportunity to like leave because there's a whole open path. And like Sharon was asking if we should leave or stay or like what we wanted, and in my mind I was just like, oh, it's just the finale, I don't really care if we stayed or left, and like if it, we leave. And I was like, wait, this is a perfect opportunity. And so then I just booked it, and then in my mind it didn't seem like I would come off upset about it, but then now that we think about it, like it could come off like, ah, let's just like fucking go, like I'm annoyed. But I wasn't. And it didn't help that like once we left I really needed to pee. So then I turned to Jamila, who was already drunk off her ass, and I was like, hey, I need to pee, and I like booked it to leave. So it seemed like I ran away, but I didn't. So that's why I'm like, I don't really consider it fighting, but like miscommunication maybe.
Yeah, I think it was just the whole night, like that thing was the thing that sent all of us over the edge, when the whole day we were just like, shit. And then I think for me it was mostly because considering the 3 guys or like the Canadians were with us the good chunk of the night and like were helping and stuff, and then we just like booked it and like left them. Where they were probably like, when we booked it, they were probably like, what just happened, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's fine. We all talk about it, and it was just like that. Yeah, we're
not a big deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I really did like the festival. I would go again.
Oh,
it was just super hot. I wouldn't go in so early. And if it wasn't for like Jay Park's set, which was really good and hyped me up, I would have been dead tired. And then Sunday we went in later and it was better. But if there was more shade, it would be a pretty good festival for me.
But in general, like, I don't even think it's a, oh, it was an 88 thing. I think it's just that I'm genuinely old now and I can't enjoy festivals as much as I used to anymore because it's so exhausting. I can basically enjoy any shows virtually now because they like stream it anyway and the quality is so good and stuff. So I feel like in the future it's just gonna be a one day thing or like a concert at night thing, because festival during day, bro, this shit took me out.
See, I always thought that I would disagree with you guys up until this, because I remember before you guys were like, yeah, we don't like festivals because it was during the day. But I was like, I love it because it's outside and like you're at home at night. But after this one, I'm like, I totally agree, because they put the best artists at night. It was so much better at nighttime than during the day. And I'm also like so much more exhausted being in the sun. So I would only do that. I also really like the dressing up part. Like I had so much fun dressing up and like getting ready for it. I think that's why I would go to a festival, just to like do all of that again. But
you also haven't done too many.
Yeah.
I'm just burnt out from festivals. Yeah. But the artists were really good. My favorites were probably Changha, which was unexpected because I don't really know her. And we were also like, I couldn't see 90% of the stage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was so good. And I think she was so good. Her rapping. Wow. And then as much as I don't like Jay Park, his set was really good.
Yeah.
It was really good. I'll give him that.
I was a little disappointed by BB's set. Not that she wasn't good, because she was really good. I don't know if it was because we were like waiting for Jam and like we were in the sun and stuff, but it wasn't as hyped as I thought it would be. Yeah. Compared to like seeing her water bomb set, it was like a lot more lesser.
I liked her Coachella set better.
Oh, she played at Coachella?
Yeah. At 88 stage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, honestly, on Sunday, my memory is BB, middle, very hazy, finale. Finale was even hazy. So
finale was so good. I experienced it alone though. I wasn't with you guys for most of it. But I had sad hopes for Jackson. I was telling a friend this, but he only played like two songs that people knew and the rest was unreleased. I'm like, I don't know any of these songs. He even played Drive Me Home, Drive You Home.
His so Coachella set was also better, yeah, in my opinion.
I think my favorite set is also Jay Park's.
So hyped for that.
He basically knew what songs he needed to play. Not that he had new songs coming out, but he played all the songs that people would enjoy.
When PH1 and Sticky came out, oh my god. And they played Iffy, oh my god.
Yeah, Vicky turned around like at least 18 times and told us how worth this concert was. I was like, Vicky, I heard you the first time. Now turn around and have fun, please.
I was so excited because I was like, I want to see PH1 live so bad.
Okay, the last thing of August that was exciting and related to music is our
collab
kind of. We attended Love's press conference, as you guys probably saw on our Instagram, but we're gonna talk about it now.
There's this sub music group within Universal Music called 1824, and it's basically like, you could think of it as a project where they want more ways to spread music awareness through the Gen Zers, essentially, of like 18 to 24 year olds. Word gets around pretty fast and age of social media and stuff like that, which is really, really smart, especially when it comes to these press conferences. 1824 will invite people like us, like podcasters or journalists and whatever, who's within this demographic. So we like publicize for these artists, and like, it's so smart.
Yeah, it is.
Because even our, how do we call him? Yeah, our rep, like he himself was like, no one wants to listen to a old white man tell you about music and stuff, right? And I was just like, facts. So if that made sense. But yeah, he reached out to us and he was like, wow, we found you guys' podcast. And he was interested in like basically just us having a relationship with them. So down the line, more press conferences and stuff to come. But the fact that we started with Lau, like,
that's insane. You don't
know, guys know how much I love Lau.
Yeah. No, if you guys don't follow them, they're literally just 1824 on Instagram, I believe. And they like promote a lot of new artists, but they also like work with Lau and stuff. But if you like new music, follow them because they promote a lot of new artists that are like underground artists.
If you guys are interested, they have new music every Friday that you can follow them on. And we're trying to create a playlist every single week that you guys could listen to. But life has been very busy, as you can tell, with the month of August.
I was just going to say, I think it was surreal for us because our rep told us that he essentially found our like music sesh. And you know, this series is our own series. Like, we created it and we do it. Mm-hmm. And this is the first of, what, two opportunities? Not opportunities, but like things that came. Wait, no, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to say, like, thanks to you guys for like listening to us and like our music sessions and stuff, because it got us here.
See, that press release was almost like you guys giving us that press release, because if you guys didn't listen to us and like our Instagram feed didn't pop off because of you guys interacting with it, then we wouldn't get the opportunity, because it was a sick opportunity. We got like a preview of his album. It was like a live Zoom call with Love, and like he talked about some songs and what the meanings were. So it was super cool. And we met his dogs.
We also met him.
Yeah.
He's so sweet. That's you.
I think one more thing to add is Music Sesh was really created because we just really want to share music. As you guys could tell, you know, especially Vicky and Sharon, like, they love music. They live and breathe music. If they could inject music, they would inject music, type of thing. So I think it's really cool that one of, I guess, our original ideas to ourselves, not that, like, our other episodes aren't original ideas, but, you know, they probably haven't talked about before, but I feel like Music Sesh is almost like our
baby.
Like our baby. So it was just really awesome that not only we get to share music with you guys and you guys enjoy the stuff that we share. Like when you guys say, oh, you discover new artists through us, new songs through us, or even how, oh, I fell into GOT7 or I fell into 17 mm-hmm. because of you guys. That makes us really happy to know that, like, we're all kind of spreading music, I guess. And then I guess just as a next thing of how it got us to the opportunity of, you know, meeting Love or meeting some of our other favorite artists. Maybe eventually we get to meet some, like, K-pop artists. You know, that's just really awesome. And I think, you know, we're really proud that you guys really enjoy this thing, this baby that we produced. Yeah.
If I ever meet Jackson Wang and get an interview with him because of After Our Happy Hour, I will literally tattoo "ah" somewhere on my body.
Damn, bet. Okay.
No, I like that ass.
Dude, I feel like any artist that we listen to, like religiously listen to, if we could ever get an interview with them, like that's just, that almost feels like it's coming to a full circle. Yeah.
We appreciate you, and if you ever see us in public, pull a Jackie and say hi, because we'll fangirl over you.
I know.
That wraps up our monthly favorites for August. It's all about music. Check out 1824 and our Instagram at After Our Happy Hour, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye!
Bye!
Bye!